It's 7:30 right now, coming up on 7:31 at 55 KRC, the talk station. Hope you're having a very happy Friday. Brian Thomas right here. Happy to welcome to the 55 KRC Morning Show back again. Judge Amy Searcy along with, is it your assistant, Judge Searcy, Lisa Garassi?
It is our Hamilton County Domestic Relations Court Administrator, Lisa Garassi. And thank you, Brian, for the invitation, and good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to have you on the program, both of you. And I have such fond memories of the Domestic Relations Court. And I know that sounds funny, but
yes,
my first job in the law was with Judge Panietto back in the days when the Domestic Relations Court was on the fourth floor when I was in college. And I just so loved the people that worked there, the domestic relations counselors. Panietto was a fantastic guy. I ended up getting to clerk for Judge Beckwith back in the day and got to know her.
Another phenomenal
group of people there. I can only hope that core function and that core group of people that you used to be there, I hope that kind of person and that personnel are still there because just a wonderful, wonderful memories of that court in spite of what happened every day.
Thank you for that. And the interesting thing is Judge Panietto's last courtroom in domestic relations court is the courtroom that I'm in.
Oh, wow. Yeah. If the walls
so
could talk.
I often think of him. And at least I think right now, off the top of my head, I can think of three employees that are still here that are getting close to retirement, but fortunately they're still here, that were hired by Judge Panietto when he was administrative judge. And Lisa Grassi, our administrator, also came to work here under Judge Panietto. So we still have his influence in this very important court.
It is an important court, very important. And I've got to imagine, I've read a number of articles about, you know, what is happening during COVID and all the ripple effects that we've had here, and that divorces are actually up. Have you seen that in the Hamilton County Domestic Relations Court?
Well, unfortunately, we have. You know, we watch those numbers closely, and especially our court administrator, that's part of her responsibility, is to watch any kind of trends, and there is an uptick. From this same time last year, Lisa, we're up about 5%. Is that right?
Yes, Judge.
So unfortunately, I mean, first of all, families going through divorce are going through a crisis.
Oh, yeah.
But you add on top of that all of the stress of COVID, all of the worries of children being isolated, not seeing their friends, some of them not even being in school. Those who are in school are sitting there with masks on, and you can feel really isolated behind a mask when you're 7 years old and you maybe don't have a friend in the classroom because maybe this is your first year in that school. So there's a lot of sadness that lends to the stress in a home, not including the financial stress
that
families are going through. So it's no wonder that not only are divorce filings up, but domestic violence filings are too. So we deal with, you know, we're right here. We're the boots on the ground of what families are going through. So whatever's happening in this country with coronavirus and its ripple effect, we're the ones seeing it, as well as teachers and schools and all the rest, of how this impacts families and children. And it's very sad. But I will say the good news is that our court is not just surviving this, we're thriving through it.
Really?
This has propelled us into the future of what a courtroom looks like. Now, you said you used to work for Judge Panietto.
Yeah.
And so you knew what those courtrooms were like. It was packed. It was busy. You were over at the old courthouse on the fourth floor, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I can see it in my mind's eye now. I spent several years working there over the summer times and on breaks. And, yeah, we used to have most of the hearings were done by the magistrates in those little secluded rooms when you were there with a table that sat about eight people and a desk for the magistrate to preside over underlying matters and ultimately would get referred over the judge for signature.
I remember, when I first started practicing law and I was doing domestic relations, I remember those tables. The magistrate just sat at the head of the table.
Yeah.
We now have a dozen magistrates, and they are in smaller courtroom settings, but they're up on what is a small little bench, and there's a witness stand, and so it's more of a courtroom setting and not just a table in a room, which was kind of like an oversized closet.
Particularly very informal.
Yeah, they're much more formal now, and everything's being recorded, but then, of course, we have three judges here in Hamilton County Domestic Relations Court, Judge Susan Tolbert, Judge John Seavey, and myself. and we oversee the dozen magistrates. The three judges, we each have at any given moment between 500 and 600 active open cases. So it's busy work here. But what I wanted to say was, you know, when we had the emergency orders from the governor, we had, which was in mid-March, we had the Chief Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court telling the courts to, while you keep your doors open, you deal with the most emergency cases and the more routine cases, you find another way to reschedule them. But then the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court opened up how much in grant money, Lisa?
Over $6 million.
Yeah. That was a fantastic reaction of the Supreme Court to all of the courts in Ohio. And our court, I'm proud to say, jumped on that opportunity. And what was our grant money that we got?
We had received in excess of $40,000.
And with that money, we bought equipment to allow video conferencing in all the courtrooms, not just the judges, but the magistrates, and our mediation services and our parenting services department. So we are now up and running, and we have been for many, many months. At least that first or second week of May, we were fully up and running with all of our hearings. And, you know,
so Judge Searcy, you stumbled right into something I definitely wanted to ask you about this. You're allowing the hearings remotely. So as I understand it now, like a Zoom conference or whatever, if I'm an attorney representing a client, domestic relations in front of your got a hearing date time, say 10 o'clock on a Wednesday, I can log in and appear, well, from my office or from my home, represent my client virtually in front of you. Is that how that works? Well, that should be the way. I am actually, this is another positive that we can say comes from COVID-19.
Absolutely.
Because that you know, that saves so much money for the client. The lawyer doesn't have to charge him to walk over to court or make it to court.
And the other thing that people don't realize is when I say goodbye on a Zoom hearing and that lawyer clicks the button that turns their computer off, they're not then driving back to the office.
Right.
They're at their desk. So they can immediately begin working with their next client's work.
Exactly.
There's no downtime. And let me give you an example of yesterday. I have one attorney in particular in this court who, like many others, was a little reluctant because they have never done this before. We're the only court, if I can have just 2 seconds to break, Hamilton County, Southwest Ohio, the only court to be doing these Zoom hearings and to have e-filing, electronic filing. We worked 2 years on electronic filing. We were fully up and running by September of 2019, having no idea that coronavirus was heading towards us like a tsunami, right?
Yeah.
So had no idea. Now with e-filing, your attorney or you, remember, the majority of the people coming through our court do not have attorneys, especially now with money being so tight. So you sitting at your kitchen table or you sitting in your home office or your attorney at their office, they file all the documents necessary for the divorce, the trial custody hearing, the child support hearing, all of that is filed electronically. We worked in cooperation with the clerk's office for 24 months to get this up and running. Everything can be done electronically and virtually. Yesterday, I had a hearing going back to the attorney I mentioned earlier who was a little reluctant to do anything by video. She didn't think it could be effectively done because she wasn't used to doing it in the other smaller counties who aren't doing Zoom hearings. But we're a larger county. We have to adapt. We have such a wide variety of people who need our services. We can't remain in 1958, right?
Right.
It's 2020, moving into 2021, hopefully quickly, and we have to come up to date. We had this trial yesterday. Everyone appeared. The attorney was in her office. Her client was in her home, and the litigant, the ex-husband on the other side, was at his home in his home office. He was self-represented. The documents, we had a 7-hour trial that was not interrupted once. There wasn't any problems. It was smooth. When there is an objection to a question, my law clerk puts everyone on mute.
That's how I was going to ask you about how do you manage sidebars on that. But
everyone goes on mute, and I then give my answer to the objection. Then we bring them back up on their audio, and then we proceed. Get this. You're going to love this, Brian. They download or they send to us electronically all of their exhibits. My law clerk, who is 24 and, of course, understands computers, right, Lisa? Like something that you and I would only wish we could, these young people. He downloads everything into the Zoom system. He pulls up the exhibits electronically. So on the Zoom station in my court and on their computers that they're working from, the exhibits come up on the screen.
I love
it. There's even little cursors. We can move around and point out, look here on exhibit 24, the third paragraph of the contract says this.
Wow. That's those are great improvements. All of them efficient, money saving, benefit the client, benefit you, obviously. I guess before you go, Judge Searcy and Domestic Relations Court Administrator Lisa Grassi, how's the court reporter manage it?
Wow, that's interesting. I'm going to let Lisa take that.
So we haven't had court reporters in some time since our budget got slashed over $2.5 million in the past decade. So we have a digital imaging system that we've been utilizing, and it's able to, we record everything on that.
That's also a technological advancement that I've been waiting for a long time because,
we were the first in the county to implement that 100%.
Well, cutting edge.
And, it's not 1958 here in Hampton County Domestic Relations Court. It's 2020.
Well, I'll tell you what, real quick, because we're out of time. We're going to have to go. But when will all of these great developments you're experiencing in the Domestic Relations Court, when will they be rolled out to all of the other civil courts?
Well, let me tell you, that's a good question. I'll give you an answer to that. Supreme Court Justices DeWine and Fisher were so interested in how we spent our money and what we do with Zoom. They drove down here from Columbus and spent the day here in my courtroom. And First Appellate Court of Appeals Judge Marilyn Zayas also came and spent time in the courtroom. Judges are coming to look to see what we do, and then they're carrying that message to other courts, other practitioners, and people are finding out that what we're doing works. It's safe. That's most important. It's safe. It's efficient. It's time saving. It's money saving. And real quickly, this trial I had yesterday. So while I had that trial going, when they went to their lunch break, I had another small conference that had to happen. Those people were in the Zoom waiting room. We pulled them up within seconds, and I just kept moving with the next hearing that took 15 minutes. No one was in my waiting room twiddling their thumbs.
Right. I remember those days. Judge Searcy, a real pleasure to have you on along with Domestic Relations Court Administrator Lisa Grassi. Thanks for the update. It's fantastic, and I wish you all the best of luck and best of health. We'll talk again real soon, hopefully.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for the opportunity. You take care and have a great day.
You do the same. 743 right now, 55 KRC, the talk station. Whoa, way long. Joe's said we're interested.